The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
All right, I got a couple of guests here joining me. I've got Paul, I've got Michael, and they are joining me from Michigan Works. And we're here to talk about a really cool event coming up here very soon. But first, tell me a little bit about yourself, guys. Paul, let's go with you first. What do you do over there at Michigan Works?
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Johnny. I'm the Business Solutions Manager here in Berrien County. So I'm out talking to employers, just kind of asking them the questions that keep them up at night. And we bring those, answers back to the team, and we try to find solutions. And a lot of the times it might be talent related these days. Sometimes it's training related. And we, we just bounce ideas off the wall and try to think outside the box and try to find solutions for the employers.
Absolutely. And Michael, I know we've talked in the past, and you've the great thing about Michigan Works is you got great people that you're able to, just like Paul, as a coach yourself, you're able to plug players into different positions. And Michael, you're kind of coming into the new part of the team. Is that right?
Absolutely. So I'm also a business solutions manager, but I cover the Cass and Van Buren County. So basically Paul's counterpart in those areas.
That's awesome. So you guys are like twins.
We often get mistaken for twins.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I definitely see that.
I'm the Danny DeVito to his Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's perfect. That you guys have something coming up here pretty soon, a hiring event that's coming up here in June, right?
Absolutely. We're very excited to have it. It'll be taking place June 8th from noon to 4, and it'll take place at our Ben Harbor Service Center. And for those who may not be familiar with where that's at, it's 499 West Main Street. So eager to have some folks walk through the door and get some folks into some roles.
Yeah, really easy to find. You see the Michigan Works sign right outside there. A really cool event. Now, when it comes to hiring events, is this one that's more like a specific hiring event? And who should be attending this event? And what type of companies are we going to see there?
Yeah, we're trying to get a really well-rounded audience of companies. Right now, names like Osco Products out of Benton Harbor, the Berrien County Trial Court, Pratt Industries out of Niles, a couple Van Buren County Specialite, Ralph Moyle, even K Manufacturing here in St. Joe. So, when it's all said and done, we're going to have hospitality companies, gearing up for that summer season. We're going to have manufacturing, we'll have healthcare there. So really there's going to be a great kind of well-rounded group of companies. And so if you're a job seeker, you're going to have a really good sense of what open jobs are out there and what opportunities are out there for you. And as job seekers know, this is a great time to look for jobs. There's tons of jobs out there. And if they're looking to kind of jump sectors, if they've been in manufacturing their whole life and they want to try something new, they're the ultimate free agent. And companies are open and willing to training a lot of different people right now.
Yeah, a lot of companies are looking for great people, so that is really important. Now, if there are companies that maybe aren't a part of this event and maybe they're hearing this and saying, oh, well, June 8th, I know it's coming up here pretty soon, but is there still time for me to make my way into one of the roster of great employers that are going to be there?
Yeah, there's plenty of time. It is going to be kind of limited. It's going to be capped out at a certain number of companies just because of space. But there is time. Contact Michael or myself, you can find us right online on the miworks.org page. But we'd love to talk to you about getting involved. And again, it can be anything from a corporation down to, the sandwich shop on sure. State Street. So really anybody that is looking for employees, this is going to be the start of our kind of summer series of hiring events. And we're kicking it off on June 8th.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Now, answer me this. If I am a business that's going to wanting to come down there, besides, having open positions and things like that, do I need to bring anything special or do I need to kind of get the feel of sort of the requirements from you guys ahead of time to kind of talk through some of that stuff?
if you're a business, there's not too much you have to do besides just, you know, reach out to us, register and come down. We'll have tables, we'll have chairs, we'll have light refreshments for businesses and attendees. So no, not too much that you they'd need to do beforehand.
Now, if I already have a job and I just want to come hang out and have light refreshments, can I come and do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you want to broadcast live from the event, come on down.
Maybe I'll just bring a microphone and talk to myself, much like it feels like I do every day.
It's the guy doing in the corner. Don't worry about him. Yeah. He's fine.
He's fine. He does this all the time. This is really great. So tell me if I'm an individual that's really interested in maybe kind of checking on my resume, kind of, you know, maybe I haven't done one of these in a while and I want to go through, hey, this resume needs some polishing and scrubbing and maybe even check on my cover letter and even do some mock interviews. Is there somebody at Michigan Works that can help me with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have individuals on our team. And you can come by Monday through Friday at our service centers and they'll be more than willing to help brush up your resume if you already have one. If you don't have one, we can build it from scratch to assist you. We can also assist with mock interviews just to get you comfortable and prepared for
the
eventual job fair itself. So yeah, more than willing to have folks come down and help out in any way that we can prior to the event.
So
yeah, well, and even the day of the event, come on down and we're going to have people there in-house helping that day up too. So if you want to come a little early, you know, get that resume sharpened up.
Yeah.
That's what our talent team's here for. And we're excited to meet you and work with you.
And obviously just like any job fair or job event, you want to dress to impress and do that. Or will they have interviews on the spot at some of these businesses? Do you know?
Yeah. This is kind of one of those, first appearance, first chance to meet somebody. You want to put your best foot forward. And so companies are coming with open jobs in hand, and it might lead to, that initial 5-minute conversation might lead to an official interview later on. It might lead to a job offer. It might lead to a callback. This is an opportunity employers are excited about just to get back in front of people. It's been so long for some of these employers to be out in the public again and be able to see people face to face and not on the, I mean, we all love the Zoom call every now and then, but to start this face-to-face in-person session is the employers are getting excited about it. And hopefully the job seekers, you know, this is a great way for them to, show up, dress to impress, make that first impression.
Yeah. And these are employers that have jobs available. And like you mentioned, when you were running down some of the lists of some of the businesses that are going to be there, it's a lot of different lines of work, different and good paying jobs. And like you said, these employers are coming here because they have jobs available. So it's not just, oh, we're going to tell you about our business and we might call you. No, they need good people.
Right. No, they're coming on a mission and we're excited about that. And the, you know, employers that we're trying to work with that we're bringing to these events are ones that, you know, have those career pathways, that have those opportunities for people to get in and grow within the company, you know, and so we're excited, whether it's manufacturing, healthcare, hospitality, there's going to be a lot of great opportunities. And again, we hope this is the kickoff on June 8th and more to come, but we're excited that June 8th is coming and that we get to be back in person. And not only we get to see the employers again, but these job seekers are going to be able to meet them face to face.
Now, do you need any more people to do the mock interviews? Because I feel like I might be a good candidate to help people because I can role play and ask questions. I do that all the time. So if you need anybody to do that, I'm your guy.
We will keep you on the short list.
Absolutely. Duly noted.
That's awesome. That's great. Anything else you want to add? Like we mentioned about businesses that can still get involved. Paul, how do they reach out to you guys and kind of start that process?
Yeah. To find out about the event, go to miworks.org/events. So miworks.org/events. And this event's going to be right there. Our contact information is going to be right there. And you're going to see, different postings in the paper. You're going to hear it on the radio. You're going to social media. I mean, it's going to be everywhere. We're trying to get the word out. We're trying to get as many people there as we can just to alert them as, hey, this is happening. This is going to start to happen more regularly. That's the plan. And so to be able to come out and get back into Michigan Works, because it's been, like I said, it's been a couple of years since we've done the actual in-person and gotten back into the swing of things. So really excited to kick it off on June 8th.
Absolutely. Michael, this is, like you guys have said, this is something that is an event that will be something that more of these will start to happen throughout the year that we should really stay up to date on. But also, you know, maybe if we're not able to come to that event on June 8th, but maybe we need some help with some of those things that we mentioned, the polishing of the resume, the cover letters, the mock interviews. I mean, Paul, you mentioned, you know, sometimes we get tired of Zoom, but a lot of times that is the first initial interview that people have. Yeah. Way, you know, used to be the, hey, we'll give you a phone call, so you really didn't have to dress to impress or be prepared. Now you got a Zoom call you got to do. That's another added layer of soft skills that we need to brush up on. So can we get some help on that on a regular basis too?
Absolutely. Stop on by the 499 Center, right at the turnabout, kind of kitty corner to Whirlpool, if you're not familiar with it, and come in and talk to our talent team. They're friendly individuals. They know their stuff. They're sharp, and they'll get you ready for that next opportunity. And that's our goal, is we don't want to help you find your next job. We want to help you find your next career. And these folks are going to help you do that. You know, and whether there's barriers that are kind of keeping you from getting, keeping you consistently in work, they can help with those as easily as they can help with your resume or interview skills or Zoom call skills, you know, not keeping yourself on mute. You know, some people still do that. So,
right.
you know, there's a myriad of things that these folks can help with, and no question, there's no bad question, you know, so come in. We're ready to help you. And again, we're excited to see you out on June 8th.
And Michael, since you're in the like Cass Van Buren County kind of region, is there another office or place that we can find you physically?
Yeah. If I'm not at the Banner Harbor location, I'm often at the Paw Paw Service Center.
Okay.
Yep.
So where's that located?
I don't have the address right off the top.
Okay.
Of
that. It's really
easy. I could get that to you.
Yeah. I know it's.
He's
I know.
New into the role. Obviously, he's working out of a closet right now.
So yeah. He's trying to find the copy paper at the moment, but no, that pretty easy to find. I'm not fully familiar with everywhere and every street in Paw Paw, but it's really easy to find you guys there as well. Cause just look at the sign on the side of the building.
That's right. They Michigan share a Works. Building with the Secretary of State. So yeah. You know where that is in Paw Paw. You're right there.
Absolutely. You'll find them there. You'll find Michael or you find Paul at any of these offices, and you'll see them both at the event on June 8th, miworks.org, to find more info. But thank you guys so much for taking some time to chat with me, and looking forward to this event.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. We appreciate all the assists that you give us.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.